I know you're expecting me to say something now, and I'm just sitting here, standing here, thinking about Jacob's family, the young man who took his life, and those families that are separated, and the pain that's in this world, and how important it is, how much this world needs people of healing, how serious the need is, and how we're really here to learn from each other how to be different in this world, because the world needs us a lot. So we really need to learn every little bit that we can from each other about how we do that. How do you bear witness? How do you be a good steward of your faith in this world? So today we have a chance to learn a little something from Chris Osborne, who's going to share with us.
Good morning. Susan Lasante called and asked me if I would speak on prayer. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer, petition, and with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Philippians 4:6. I'm a firm believer in the power of prayer, and I think I've always felt this way, but it did not take root until I was an adult. I grew up with the understanding that bedtime prayers were said at the side of my bed, on my knees, with hands folded. I recited the prayer above my bed and then asked God to bless everyone I knew and my pets. It was a good start. I believe that prayer was serious business, hands folded, one person speaking at a time. Well, that all changed when I started my teaching career in an evangelical church. Prayer was not quiet, and many people spoke at once, some in a different language. There was a serious learning curve for me here. I asked lots of questions to a trusted colleague and friend who patiently answered every single one. I can't say that I understand everything that I saw and heard, but I know that it was all from the heart and sincere petitions and thanks to God. My work for 9 years in Christian schools and disciple Bible study helped me explore my own feelings about prayer. I looked into many aspects of prayer. There was a lot of exploration and deepening of my relationship with God during this time. My family dubbed my co-workers the God Squad and sincerely asked them to intercede on their behalf on many occasions. During my journey, I met several different prayer warriors who mentored me. One such person was my friend Judy Perry. Judy's faith in God and prayer was amazing. She turned everything over to God. She suffered from many physical ailments that limited her physically, but did not shake her faith in God. I used to kitty sit for her when she and her husband went on vacation. She had prayer lists everywhere. They were on the bulletin boards and the refrigerator, and they were in her kitchen cabinets. I used to smile every time I came across the paper that said, "Pray for a loving husband for Chrissy." It moved around the kitchen over the years. Her theory was that she opened the cabinet and would be reminded to stop and pray for whatever was on the note. What a wonderful way to pray. Sadly, this great woman of prayer passed away last winter. At her memorial service, her faith in God and amazing prayer life was mentioned in many different ways. Another such prayer warrior brought me to St. Matthew's. Cynthia Good. She came to Old South in March of 2014, about a month before my wedding, to do a workshop on prayer. It was a great workshop for this stressed out bride. She had talked about the many different ways we can pray. The best part was the flexibility she gave to prayer. There is no formula. You don't have to be kneeling on your bed with your hands folded. You can pray anywhere, driving to work, out for your morning jog or swim. If you feel so moved to pray while you're in line at the grocery store, God is there and ready to listen to you. That is the best thing about our God. He is ready to listen when you are ready to talk. The hardest part about prayer for me is when God and I are not on the same page for the outcome. Most of the time I can see why his plan is better than mine, but not always. One such example came in November of 2014. My brother-in-law was hospitalized, terminal with cancer that had spread throughout his body. He was fighting to live. He took the awful chemo that might work on the cancer, but did a number on the rest of his body. He wanted to live. He wanted to beat this. He had a wife and a 4-year-old son to live for. Yes, my sister had me reach out to the God Squad, and they were praying. One Monday, my phone rang at school, even though it was on Do Not Disturb. And and I had someone in my room helping me out. Coincidence? No. God. It was my sister calling to let me know that Jason had taken a bad turn. I went to my sister. That night when she got back from the hospital, we were all settled in for the night when the phone rang and my sister let out a wail. We feared the worst. Back to the hospital, I went with my sister. I'm driving and she is praying and crying. Then she looks at me and says, "Why aren't you praying?" I've been praying quietly, backing up her prayers, but she could not hear me. We got a call in the parking lot that this was it, and we ran. While they worked on Jason, I held my sister, praying for her and her son, praying for Jason, praying for his parents and brother. Again, she pleaded with me to pray so she could hear me and just to keep praying. So I did. I so wanted Jason to beat the odds and heal, but that was not his plan. But just because God's plan was not my plan does not mean I should stop praying and end my relationship with him. I just need to learn to give it all to him. I'm still working on this, by the way. Not to leave this on a gloomy note, God does answer prayer. Earlier this year, my coworker and friend was put on the transplant list for a new heart. She had been told that her heart condition was irreversible unless she got hooked up to a machine that needed to be plugged in each night and came with a car adapter in case of power loss. She fought and looked for other treatments. She got a second opinion, which came back with, "You got your miracle. There is no evidence of congestive heart failure. Go home and enjoy your life." Whoa. God does answer prayer. Prayer deepens our relationship with God. It is a different journey for each person. Everyone has their own prayer routine and needs. God does answer prayer, just not always the way we want him to. There is no wrong way to pray. He is available 24/7 and always ready to listen. And finally, some words of wisdom from my mom on the subject of prayer. Never pray for patience, because God will always give you opportunities to practice. True. And pray like it all depends on God, and act like it all depends on you. Thank you.
So it turns out prayer isn't just a discipline, it's also a gift. So we give of our gifts, our lives, our hearts, our prayers, our tithes and our offerings for the sake of the world in the name of Christ.